Hi, everybody. It's Michael, Douglas, and Tyler, and I have some breaking news. This is so amazing. You know, we have such an amazing audience at the American Intelligence Media, really smart people watch our show, listen to our show, read our CAT reports, and an engineer brought this to our attention, and it is about the mask and looking at a mask from the engineering point of view.
Well, you're going to, I'm not an engineer, so all I get to do is, you know, guess. I can't do the math. But we have an engineer on the line here today.
Yes. And so we asked Michael if he would look at what was sent to us and tell us what this means. And then if folks that are listening to this as an audio, if you drop down, there'll be a link or there'll be pictures that you can look at as Michael talks.
Yes, I loved it. This person obviously picked up on a comment I've heard Douglas say many times about the airflow of our eustachian tubes. And that's not a word that I use very often in my vocabulary. Eustachian tubes. It has a funny spelling as well. But anyway, it's the connection between our ears and our nose and throat. And actually, I never thought about it, but now that I have thought about it, you don't need a virological explanation of whether or not masks work. You can simply look at the physics of airflow, which I know something about as a civil engineer. Airflow and fluid flow, it's all fluid, it just happens to be air in this case, and the differentials in pressure that cause fluids to flow in one direction or another. I mean, you have that kind of effect in a pump. That's the way a pump works. And anytime you have more pressure on one side than the other, then the physics of it is going to generally try to equalize the pressure. And therefore, the higher pressure will flow toward the lower pressure. That's the basic physics of it. And what this person explained, and it's like, well, duh, explained that in your eustachian tubes, which are connected to your nose and throat, air flows and it goes both ways. And mostly in, because since we all hear, we know that air is flowing to our eardrum. But I never really thought that much about the connection between the eardrum, that part of our head and our throat and connection to the lungs through our ears. And when Douglas said it, and now I've read about it, I said, yes, this makes perfect sense. That even if you have 100% effectiveness at preventing anything bad from coming through your nose and your mouth through the air, it's going to come in through your eustachian tubes in your ears. And since people are fiddle with those masks, that fiddling actually places more potentially bad things on your ears, which put it closer to your eustachian tubes. So therefore, what does that mean? That means ever since we were told to wear masks, we have actually ingested all the air that's around us anyway. So the masks don't seem to serve any purpose from a healthcare viewpoint, as best I can tell.
Well, yes. Plus, if you look at the research, it's conclusive. And I love that, you know, every governor says that their version of what they're implementing as law is proven. Everything's proven. Yes. That's all they have to say is it's proven. Now, here's what's proven. Masks, and all you have to do is look up the literally government agencies, and they'll tell you masks are to protect the patient. Doctors must wear the mask to protect the patient. So if you already have coronavirus, why do you need anyone to wear a mask? They can't protect you from it. You already have it. So the whole logic of it, just from the get-go, is ridiculous. The virological logic of it is, as you've pointed out, completely absurd to think you're going to stop the flow of air in your ears into your eustachian tube, which means into your sinuses, where that's exactly
which is your throat through your stomach and your lungs, both. You're taking it in.
Which is where it incubates. It incubates in your sinuses and in your lungs. So it's absurd that you get a Fauci coming on as an expert who didn't wear a mask, then did wear a mask, and then he's changed his opinion 6 or 7 times on all of these things. So these agencies telling us what to do haven't given us any actual scientific proof of any of it, whether it's masks help or don't help, whether it's actually an epidemic or not.
This person actually included a table which cited 7 or 8 medical journals or medical articles related to the subject of masks and their effectiveness. And in one case, it was the Lancet, which is the British Medical Society's compilation of something like 120 different studies. And the telling thing about that analysis is that not the Eustachian tubes were never mentioned in any of those articles. Now, as an engineer, if you're going to solve a problem, you've got to identify the problem properly first before you can fix it. Now, what we see by that omission in all of these medical journals is they're not studying the problem. And I saw a term the other day which seems to be more accurate as to what's going on here in our media, and that's scientism. We have things that look scientific, they sound scientific, and to the novice, they assume they are scientific. But in this case, this study shows that it's all scientism. It's not scientific. And you've got to ask then, what is the purpose of this mask wearing, since we now can show, not from virology, but from just airflow and engineering and physics, why people have been ingesting whatever's in and around them the entire time. So the masks are pointless, is the point.
And your other point was very well taken. We have been told that every single time you put on your mask, you practically have to sanitize your hands because your hands touch things and then they touched your face as you're putting on the mask. Well, what part are you always touching when you put on your mask? If you wear certain types of mask, that would be your ears. And right. Of course, you can't sanitize your hands every time. And remember that the same bad science that tells us to wear masks told us all to put antibacterial liquid on our hand every single chance we get. But now it was proven a long time ago. When you do that, you remove all bacteria on your hand and you remove the good bacteria that's able to fight the bad bacteria. So in fact, when you put an antibacterial substance on your hand, you open yourself to more bacteria than before.
I've heard that and that makes sense to me. The thing I like about this paper is that we don't even have to go there. We don't even have to do that because that gets into medical science and most people don't see what's going on. And therefore, it's just a barrage of competing claims. But what this and everybody knows about airflow and they know about pressure, at least most people do. Actually, that's not true. I would say that a lot of non-engineers don't know much about air pressure and fluid flow. But anyway, when you breathe in, your diaphragm increases or decreases the pressure in your lungs and it pulls air in to equalize the pressure between the surrounding air and your lungs. And then when you breathe out, your lungs push the air together, making it higher pressure in your lungs, and that expels the air in your lungs. So therefore, when the very act of breathing is going to push air both ways in all the ways that we intake air, which would be our nose, our mouth, and our Eustachian tubes. And I frankly never actually thought about that until I heard you say it. And then now we've got other people saying the same thing.
Well, I'm only saying what anybody who studied viruses would say, and because I've been studying it for a long time, but just as an amateur. But I can tell you this, when you have an invisible enemy that's coming in through the air, so it's an aerosol contamination, which is any influenza or can be that, any coronavirus, any virus can be that, and many bacteria. So when you have this invisible enemy, you could say, oh, it can get in and sneak in anywhere. So we're going to focus on the nose and the mouth, and we're going to make you wear that as proof that you are following what the globalist pharmaceutical bio warfare attack on us tells us to do. But what is really going on? It's the fear of the virus, which we've always been taught through the fake science or scientism, as you pointed out. And that fear then causes us, in many cases, to be easily controlled. Mm-hmm. And so that's the problem. If you're wearing the mask, you're showing you can be controlled because you're so silly. You actually believe them when they give you bad science or scientism. So the deal is, you have identified it in very simple terms. It's air. Virus is on the air. So where is air coming in? Well, sorry, you can't stop the air coming in the ears unless you're going to put on earphones. Is that going to be the next thing?
Well, you'd have to have a hazmat suit. Now, you can get a hazmat suit, and those filter then not only air coming through the three portals, but also touching things, and you're physically removed from your environment. Do we really want to go there? It seems to me this particular exercise in this mask wearing has actually proven the point as well, faster than we could any other way, by showing that we've been taking in everything around us the whole time. So the masks were irrelevant to the issue of whether or not we were exposed to the coronavirus. The fact is, we were all exposed to the coronavirus the whole time. And the masks are, it seems to me, a sign of submission, a sign of obedience. And that person had an illustration of bow before Zod. Remember that Superman movie?
Oh, yeah.
He wanted the president of the United States to bow before Zod. And that seems to be what we're dealing with. After trying to be pretty objective and open-minded about what the issues are here.
Well, at first, remember, they put so much fear in everyone that they wanted to get a hazmat suit and they told everyone to wear gloves. Think back just a few weeks ago, a few months ago, we were all told to wear gloves. But then no one ever thought about the fact that when you take the gloves on and off, you contaminate yourself. And mm-hmm. So that became so obvious that, you know, but when you wear a mask that's cloth or paper, you basically create a trap for your CO2. You get a lack of oxygen, and then you also create bacteria and viruses right there in your mouth. So, Betsy, can you close us out with remarks on what do you got to say about the eustachian tube? You're a doctor of naturopathy.
More than that, it's a control mechanism, the first step towards walking a large portion of humanity into genocide. You first have to mark your population. They have to submit to something. And in this place, it's not the Jewish yellow star, it's the face mask. And so by wearing that, you're saying that you're okay with being muzzled and having your freedoms taken away, all for nonsense, because there isn't any scientific proof at all that these masks work. And in fact, they, in many places and counties, you see, they don't even care what kind of mask. You can put a tissue up over your face and that counts, because it's about control and submission. And we have worked too hard in this country for freedom and liberty. So stand down, people. I have also attached a little card that you can print if you feel that you need to wear that, so that you can alert others that you prefer not to wear the mask, or you can just walk right out and be face naked. So thanks a lot for explaining that, Michael. Thank you, Douglas.
You're welcome.